Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. This is your boy DJ Trickman with Carrefour Radio. Yes, sir. We're back again live, y'all. Y'all stay tuned. Got my man Jay Omega coming through, man. From Bronx, New York tonight, man. Y'all sit back, still relax, and hit the board.
Been through it all, and I've seen so many parents fake it. Just to stay there for their kid and precious time they wasting. Buying pounds and boiling bottles, stand up late at night. No need to argue in front of your kid, no need to fuss and fight. I saw this woman, she was walking under the Mickey D's. But I knew that on the third shift, she worked on the streets. So many men that's ready to lay down with a pretty lady. But if she winds up pregnant, will you be there for her and the baby? So many men that's under more codes and lots of stress. They better be there for their kid because this is the test. From the men up above before the day of judge. So caress your son and daughter and show them plenty of love. I purified it like it's hard and it's a constant struggle. But I know you're catching hell if you're a single mother. This for your single mother. Woo!
This is for you single mothers. Now they're trying to survive.
That's why the government is taking women off Section 8. They holding back on food stamps and AFDC. Back in the day, the situation that pertained to me. Standing in line for free cheese and some powdered milk. But there was food up in my stomach, so I didn't have to trip. A woman is precious like a diamond, you can say she's finest. She's got to be there for a kid if it's a plus or minus. No one can tolerate your mess just like your mama can. When situations take the toes, got the upper hand. She's fighting battles in this world because she knows it's cold. Because your daddy ain't been around since you were 2 months old. This for your single mothers. Woo!
This is for you single mothers. Out there trying to survive.
I'm just a young black man that's trying to make some cheese. With my mind on my kids so I can learn to strive. Because I have to pave the way for him when I die. You know the streets they get so hectic when you have no loot. And when you're broke it ain't no joke, I'm just gonna tell the truth. Because there's certain situations that my baby's facing. On how to get the things he needs I keep on contemplating. His mama left me when she thought that I wouldn't be the one. She knows that I'll always love her cause she has my son. We have to bring him up the best way that we know how. We know this journey will be rough cause it's our first child. This for the single mothers.
Jonathan Devon Claiborne.
It's the remix.
Grind hard.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This your boy DJ Strix, man. Listen to that all star and that young fuck you line. Hey, we need to get ready for Pipe Week, man. This is your boy. You know what I'm saying? It's Cashville Radio. Gonna keep y'all posted and updated on what me and y'all need to know about what's going on, y'all. Y'all stay tuned, man.
They rob me. Nigga, you lie. If I catch you with my watch on, you die. I just cut off my braids. I done lost my mind. Bought a crib in the A. Made a million today. Got my Facebook frames. I don't play no games. I don't sell cocaine.
Fuck you mean? You lie.
What they hit for? Yeah, we know you went broke. Heard you got your dough kicked in. Pay your rent, ho. Bentley outside. Stacks on deck. Carjack who? I would die for my respect. Diamond chain on my neck. In my David Brown t-shirt. Mr. Tenor King. Hey, do anybody need work? Shawty gon' snap with it. Lean back with it. I can't spill walk on them. Hit the trap with it. If you say you're getting money, but your credit card declined.
Fuck you mean, yeah you mean, you lying. 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 Fuck you mean, yeah you mean, you lying.
Got a new house, I got a new case. Cover on the front page. I'm just joking. Police, I don't know shit. Ed said, fuck them haters. Star, stay focused. I love my homies. I don't care. care who knows it. Grind hard, gon' be straight long as the bank open. My big brother Sleazy said, say what you say. Failed my drug test cause I was pissing rosé.
Rosé? You lying.
No, I'm not, I love champagne. Hit you with this bottle and you won't do a damn thing. Mayor of the city and here's my campaign. I just hit the club and do the damn thing. Bottle at the bottle, hollering grind hard. But I don't think they heard me.
Grind hard.
Yeah. Do grand shoot nines and coop man. Star broke, fuck you mean, you lying.
Fuck you mean, hey you mean, you lying. Fuck you mean, hey you mean, you lying. Fuck you mean, hey you mean, you lying. Fuck you mean, hey you mean, you lying. Fuck you mean, hey you mean, you lying. Fuck you mean, hey you mean, you lying. Fuck you mean, hey you mean, you lying. Fuck you mean, hey you mean.
Lazy, I ain't gon' change the way I rap. 64 ample for the niggas know I trap. Holla fuck grind hard, just might get slapped. Or end up with your baby mama face in my lap. Bought a pound steaks on the sea. I made some stacks, so get like me, like me. Spend three profit four, that's easy money. Grind hard, motherfucker, call me sleazy money.
Gino, man, they say I got the coke, man. They say I got the dro, man. I'm like, no, man.
You
I'm probably with your home, man. Trying to slip a 20, get the head from the home, man.
Still four in the jar, still eight. I got some shit for the seat with a little different taste. Just got one question, my nigga, is you fine? Credit discount or consignment, you lying.
Fuck you mean, hey, you mean, you lying. Fuck you mean, hey, you mean, you lying. Fuck you mean, hey, you mean, you lying. Fuck you mean, hey, you mean, you lying. Fuck you mean, hey, you mean, you lying. Fuck you mean, hey, you mean, you lying. Fuck you mean, hey, you mean, you lying. Fuck you mean, hey, you mean, you lying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is DJ Trick, y'all. That was All Star. This is Cashville Radio. Y'all tune in and listening live, man. You know, we getting the rock on up there. We just right at 18,000 people logged on and listening in to Cashville Radio so far. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it pumping and keep it pushing and keep it moving. Like I said last night, this week is the official end of the Any Way You Wanted to Go segment on this show. There's no more cursing, y'all. No more bad language. No more bad songs. So we got to clean it up a little bit, man. We gotta start presenting ourselves in ways, man, that people can take us a little more serious. It's really kind of hard to find words for it, but we need people to start taking our station, Cashville Radio, that we got here more serious, because this is something that's big for us. So we're gonna make sure that it's a big thing. Tonight we got J Omega coming through, man, from the Bronx, New York. That's right, J Omega coming from up top. He's gonna bless Cashville Radio with some hits that he sent me. You know what I'm saying? So y'all stay tuned, man, and y'all check this man out. He got some bumps. You know, Cashville, we're gonna receive him and accept him with open arms, man. You know, that's how we do here. We like bump, and we're gonna just keep it rolling like that. So y'all check us out, man. It's Cashville Radio, DJ Trick.
Gangsta?
It's Bump from Tennessee, sipping on Tennessee. These cats ain't no friend of me.
Gangsta?
I got a whole lot of enemies that want some dinner. Please don't make me have it. I'm so
gangsta.
I'm dropping this one for my gangsta gangs that represent for the streets. Serving bread, thugs, and they got a hustle to eat. Making moves with fat stacks and flipping the beat. Packs be toting them big gats and living with fiends at. Living life of a mob boss. Take it over the neighborhood. Coming up in the street. Hit a hater just where it hurts, trying to stop me from getting great by the code of the thug life.
side, representing the streets. Gang. Gangs, the lyrics, the grind mode, taking over the rap game.
The past gangs from Tennessee, sipping on Hennessy. These cats ain't no friend to me.
Gang, stop.
I got a whole lot of enemies that want some sympathy. Don't make me have to come to school.
Gang, stop.
It's Bug from Tennessee, sipping on Hennessy. These cats ain't no friend to me.
Gang, stop.
I got a whole lot of enemies that want some sympathy. Don't make me have to come to school.
Gang, I'll be the last man standing straight gangster while I'm stuck on the block. A living legend, Junebug, you gotta give me my props. A born leader, millimeter when I'm stuck in my shoes. A thug looking from the hood, sticking straight by the rules. They got me grinding like some bad brakes, holding my heat. I'm doing damage in the southern states, rolling up sweets. Street smart, OG, know me from round the way. By the structure of a hustle, collecting plenty of hay. Nashville, Nashville, biggest city of dreams. Rolling in a primed out Regal, putting it down for the team. It's Bug House, the unstoppable lyrical, of course. Been in the booth for so long, it's starting to make me hoarse. Cash money on arrival when I step on the set. We on a mission to be on top, but we ain't made it just yet. The last gangsta, blood money up in the streets, I'm a vet. The heart of hustle holding my heat and that was making me sweat. The last gangsta
from Tennessee, sipping on Tennessee. These cats ain't no friend to me.
Gangsta,
I got a whole lot of enemies that want some sympathy. Don't make me have to come to school.
Gangsta,
it's Bug from Tennessee, sipping on Tennessee. These cats ain't no friend to me.
Gangsta,
I got a whole lot of enemies that want some sympathy.
I've been through a hard life coming up, been wanting fortune and fame. I wanna sell a million records when I step in the game. It's Junebug from down south, taking over the spot. I spit the truth off in the booth, that's why my lyrics so hot. A lot of friends locked up and doing time in the pen. Call a case with the fans and we'll never see them again. Product of a dying breed and getting down for mine. Flipping dope all night, staying on top of my grind. Blastville, Ryan Skills, my life and all what it seems. He's side dope boy, making plenty of cream. Spitting rhymes so fine, cause I'm a superstar. Riding dirty, smoked out, hit a junkie's car. Buzz heads, cold red, living the life of a gangster. A Tennessee living legend, shaking plenty of haters. Top notch in the rap game, and we got it on lock. Going platinum every time that another album drop. It's the last gangster.
From Tennessee, sipping on Tennessee. These cats ain't no friend to me.
Gangsta,
I got a whole lot of enemies that want some sympathy. Don't make me have to come to school.
Gangsta,
it's Bug from Tennessee, sipping on Tennessee.
Getting lost in in Tennessee. A living legend, if I die, bitch, remember me. In my trap house, pain from day to night. In my trap house, pain from day to night. Getting lost in this Tennessee. A living legend, if I die, bitch, remember me. Remember me.
It's 36, niggas.
What's the
I had to take a quick small chronic break on these niggas, man.
Yeah,
I
want to
introduce my new joint, the Brick Copper.
Brick Copper. Brick Copper.
All my dope boys gonna love that. Shout out to all the real niggas worldwide, man. That's what it is right here, man. The Brick Copper.
What's up, y'all? This your boy DJ Tricks, man. You know, I want to say what's up to my man out there, Fluid Outrage, doing his thing. You know, Bang Out Entertainment, baby, South Coast Music. You know what I'm saying? We out here trying to push all our local artists, man, and we hope for all y'all that's listening, y'all send me y'all music, man, to MrJunebug@gmail.com, and we'll try to get that thing on you. You send me a contact number, I'll contact you and let you know, man, if you know what day we can get you on the show, what day we can have your live interview, your live segment, you know what I'm saying? You have your people call in and y'all do your thing on the show, man, and y'all can download the whole segment, man, and put it in inside your bios if you're trying to use your album for shopping purposes to get your deal. You know, they'll see how you are and how you interact with radio personality. You know, but on that, man, I want to say what's up to IE Entertainment, Chavez Management Group. I want to say what's up to Felonious Records, Too Thick. I want to say what's up to them boys out there on the West Coast, Pickpocket Records. You know what I'm saying? They came through last night. I want to say what's up to my man, De Niro, you know, G-Unit/Dumb Out, Diamond Havana. We got another one of his artists that he's dealing with. He coming through here probably sometime next week. Maybe like next, like Monday or something like that, man. It's him too. The Blessing, man. We're going to get those guys in here. You know, they with that De Niro cat too, man. Like I said, De Niro, he got some bump. He's sending me some bump through here, man. And, you know, we're going to play those artists. We're going to be sure, man. Like I said, man, when you start playing, you're going to keep playing. This is De Niro, man. This is the boy, DJ Tricks, man.
It's really good to be me. Trust me, it's really good to be me. I'm on a pedestal above the rest. With the lungs of a king providing me breath. It's a lot you can learn from me. Take notes, I'm so phenomenal. I'm the mother you never had. And the lady she wanna be. And the lover he'll never have. I'm every woman, all you need is in me. I'm so phenomenal. Glad to be, you should be glad to see. I'm the cream of my crop, spitting that heavenly green. And if you don't believe, then you're just blind and see that I'm glad to be. I'm the lady you wanna love, and the sister you won't forget. And the queen you just respect, the one you won't neglect. Well, you know, stand brighter than me. So phenomenal. A king provide me breath. It's a lot you can learn from me. Take notes, I'm so phenomenal. I'm the mother you never had. The lady she wanna be. And the lover he'll never have. I'm every woman, all you need is in me. I'm so phenomenal. It takes a lot just to walk in my shoes. I feel the strength that I use. I'm sick of all level damage. Your boom lay down just to on my level.
Narrow, baby. And Diamond Havana, though, was just on this narrow joint, man.
Slide door swing, play ground, I'm sitting
there.
Slide door swing, play ground, I'm sitting
there.
Slide door swing, play ground, I'm sitting there. What's going
on? What's going on?
Make a nigga feel like a
champ. About that time, it's almost been 30,
y'all. Slide door swing, play ground, I'm sitting there. Always looking fly, and I won't land like diligent. feel like a kid again, rolling on them big wheels. It ain't hard to tell like a snitch that I'm a big deal. I'm holding big bills. I kidnap the money, put rubber bands around it. Now I just wrap the money. These niggas acting funny like some comedians. I'm laughing all the way to the bank. I'm so serious. Man, you know what it is. And you know how I does. 22 inches or better. No, we don't ride on dubs. Fuck who you heard before. You bumping my CD now. And I don't care who ran it before. Cause this my city now. They throwing paper rounds. I'm making daily rounds. Cause time is dollars. I hate to ever waste my time. Illinois plates on the ride. I'm in the land of Lincoln. And I got money on my mind. Fuck what they were thinking.
TV slide door swing. Playground I'm sitting in. TV slide door swing. Playground I'm sitting in. TV slide door swing. Playground I'm sitting in. Plus them big wheels make a nigga feel like a kid again. TV slide door swing. Playground I'm sitting in. TV slide door swing. Playground I'm sitting in. TV slide door swing. Playground I'm sitting in. Plus them big wheels make a nigga feel like a kid again.
Now when them doors go up, I'm shutting down the whole block. Try to pull it with me, I ain't going like a boycott. I treat my pistols like a mute and make that noise stop. Pop, lock, and drop it like Louis, then I avoid cop. Seat back, switching lanes, riding 55. Left hand gripping the grain, I'm leaning to the right. The whip clean, paint gleam under the city like my wrist presidential. So the chain is trying to leave the right. My music bang on them, I'm switching lanes on them. Side to side, left to right, watch how I swing on them. My music bang on them, I'm switching lanes on them. Side to side, left to right, watch how I swing on them. Then I turn my speakers up loud so you can feel it when I'm riding by. The punchlines and bass kicks sound like I'm doing Muay Thai. The beat knocking like it's trying to get up out the trunk. Swerving side to side down your block looks like the whip is drunk. I back up everything I say. These other niggas front like Jackie Chan. My swag say it all, so I don't need a stunt. Three TVs in the back, three TVs in the front. These boys proactive and my shit acting, so let it bump.
Slide door swing, playground, I'm sitting in. TV slide door swing, playground, I'm sitting in. TV slide door swing, playground, I'm sitting in. Plus the big wheels make a nigga feel like a kid again. TV slide door swing, playground, I'm sitting in. TV slide door swing, playground, I'm sitting in. TV slide door swing, playground, I'm sitting in. Plus the big wheels make a nigga feel like a kid again.
with the daddy, man. I pray to God I go to heaven to give them half on them lies they've been telling. If I die tonight, wonder what are they telling me? It ain't nothing they can sell it to me. If I die tonight, they wanna be a fucking picture. I leave in the jail while the rich got richer. It is slicker and slicker. That's what they all keep telling me. I'm the forgiven for the lies that they telling me.
If I die tonight,
Jesus Christ, he's just nice. I give him a whole pie. One slice, I roll them right the dice and call them like a price. Satisfied for the rest of your life. I palm the blueberry, daddy blow hay, coupon strawberry, buttermilk blaze, right? Fucking let him hate, 360 waves, clean cut, close like
rain.
You roaches run, find a hiding place right here and never safe. Shoot with a point guard, crossover penetrate. George Gervin, nigga, finger roll in his face. Finger roll in his face. Stacks on deck, just to be a case. Tell him to call Rob, we need blaze. I need a dinner plate. When I'm coming home, when I'm coming home, man, I got to play there all one tonight, right?
If I die tonight,
I pray to God I go to heaven to give them now for them lies they've been telling. If I die tonight, Father, what are they telling me? It ain't nothing that can sell it to me.
If I die tonight, if I die tonight,
if I die tonight, Father, what are they telling me?
What's going on? This is DJ Trix, man. You're talking and calling in live on Cashville Radio. What's popping with you?
Nice, just telling what's good with you.
Man, just trying to wait on my man J Omega to call in. We got him coming through tonight, man. You know the cat?
Nah, this is my first time on this joint, you know what I'm saying? I just walked in the crib, my man, he just did him a show and he was like, yo, get on this joint and look at these radio joints and call you a number, yeah. That's what I did, man.
We sure do appreciate you calling in here at Cashville Radio, man. You know, you got any requests, any comments for the show, man? What you think about it so far?
Hey, I'm saying I'm trying to spit for your show, dog. So put my, you know what I'm saying, so that I could freestyle, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Well, that's what's up, man. We have them sessions, man. We, you know, usually generally we have them like after we have our, you know, our live interviews. You know what
right.
I'm saying? We sure don't mind you doing that, man. You know, get on here and spit your flows, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, just this is you lucky because after this week right here, man, you know, there's no cussing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's how
okay.
we running it. You know, that's how we doing it. So, you know, with if you want to freestyle acapella right now for JMO, hold on, I think this might be my man calling in. Hold on 1 second.
All right.
That's what I do.
Yo, this is DJ Trix. You live with Cashville Radio. What's poppin'?
Yo, what's good, man?
What's good with you?
Ain't nothing, yo. It's J Omega.
What's going on with you, Mr. J Omega, man? You know what I'm saying? I had some people calling in looking for you, man. What's up with you?
Oh, I ain't nothing, man. I'm just chillin'. I wasn't sure whether you wanted me to call in or whether you was going to call me or what was going on, but you know what I mean? I'm with it now.
Nah, it's on, man. It, you know what I'm saying? We're glad you called in, and we appreciate you coming in here. You know what I'm saying, and showing us some love with Cashville Radio, man. We sure do appreciate all the artists that come in and do their thing for us, man.
I appreciate you giving me this opportunity, you know what I mean? Because, you know what I'm saying, I'm not even from the South. You already know, man, I'm from East Coast, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I'm glad that you would give me the opportunity to come down here, you know what I'm saying, and get it popping, you know what I mean?
Hey, man, it's no problem, man. You know, you bumping. You know, down here in Cashville, man, we like to play bump. And, you know, we're gonna represent that, man, you know. Go in the shot to let everybody know who you are, where you from, man, and, you know what I'm saying, let everybody know. You shoot your MySpace page out there, shoot all your pages out there, shoot whatever you need so people can know you before they get to hear this bump, you know what I'm saying?
You already know, though, you know what I'm saying? If niggas want to holler at me, they can holler at me at myspace.com/JOmegaMusic, all one word. And if anything, you know what I'm saying, they could just go to Google and type in JOmega, you know what I'm saying? You'll see me on a couple of different sites like iMean. I got some songs on there. I got my 3 mixtapes on that piff. I just released another mixtape, you know what I'm saying, Last Man Standing, and I'm going to put that joint on that piff too, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you want to holler at me, you can just go to MySpace or you can just go to that piff, and, you know what I'm saying, look my name up. You'll see something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, like I said, man, you bumping, man, and we appreciate you coming through here and showing Castro Radio some love, man. You know, check this out, man. So let me ask you a few questions, man. So what you got your own label? You're doing it independent? You working with some cats? I mean, you know, what is it? What's going on with it?
Definitely working with my team, the Street Officials. Now, I mean, I got to shout them out first and foremost. You already know. It's like my team right now is right now stationed in the Bronx, you know what I'm saying? Right now I'm living in PA, though, so I got to shout out PA, too, you know what I'm saying? And I got some people in PA. I got some people in the Bronx, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I'm working with the team, but we don't really have a label right now. We're just trying to build a foundation underneath us so that we can make some moves and get in the right situations, you know what I mean? But I'm definitely working with a team. I'm doing my thing on the side, you know what I'm saying, because I'm in PA right now. I'm away from my family. I'm away from my home. But I'm doing my thing still regardless. So, you know what I'm saying, my team, you're going to hear some things from them regardless. When you go to my page, you're going to automatically see them on my top, you know what I mean? Like my dude Jake. I got to highlight my dude Jake Avens, you know, my dude Ruger. Everybody, you know what I'm saying? And my producer got a lot to do with it, too, you know what I'm saying? My producer makes a lot of the beats that we use, you know what I'm saying? My producer, B-Easy, he's doing his thing in Seattle, you know what I'm saying? So it's all love everywhere. I got people all over the place that I'm working with. I'm not just by myself. But when it do come to the graphics, yeah, when it comes to my graphics and all my, you know, all my designs that I be doing, I do all that myself. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
I do a lot of my own independent work. Like, I record in my own studio. I got a home studio. You know what I'm saying? I just learned how to grind and do what I got to do in order to put myself out there and make myself look the best. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what you're supposed to do, man. That's why, you know, I got a little eye and an ear for talent, man, you know, and I don't know how I got it, but I just got it. You know what I'm saying? You're pretty, you doing your thing, man. I like what you're doing. I like the visual. I like the music that you're putting out there. Like you say, man, you're on your grind, man. This is JOmega, man, calling from Casual Radio, Bronx, New York, man. Y'all stand up. Y'all show this man some love, man.
Man, when I wake up, I pull a sheet from over my head, thinking about the long day for me that's waiting ahead. Consistent in different ways that I could be making some bread. It's all flowing through my mind while I'm making my bed. I take a shower, then I brush my teeth, get on my clothes, got my phone and some CDs on me. I'm good to go, hit the road with some singles in my pocket just to make change. I'm gunning for that number one spot, I'm about to take aim. Joe White said it's the grind, so right now grinding is the only thing I got on my mind. Besides my fitted and my do-rag, my money and my fam, I'm dumb smart. I guess that I'm a dummy with a plan. And since the age of 13, this has been a dream. On the road, doing shows, steady getting cream. I know I gotta make it happen for myself. So I'm on my grind, chasing the fame and the wealth. Something's telling me I'm destined to shine. I just gotta stay on my grind. Gotta stay on my grind. People telling me it all takes time, but I gotta stay on my grind. Gotta stay on my grind. I put my heart down in every line. I'm trying to show you that I'm on my grind. Show you that I'm on my grind. I got a lot of things on my mind. Yo, I gotta stay on my grind. 10/27/89 is when it all began. It's 18 years later, now I'm called a man. I gotta hustle for this money, cause I'm trying to go to college for a further education just to better my knowledge. So I'm doing what I can, it's my usual grind. I'm selling mixtapes, artwork, and studio time. Getting money here and there, but it's adding up slowly. So I'm trying to get my name out there so people know me. So once I get my license and a job, I'll be straight. I'll be hitting different spots all over the state, showing my face, throwing my tape at anybody looking, start asking around to see if anybody's booking, so I can finally get on that stage and start feeling like a new man that's stuck in a phase that I don't want to grow out of. I'm ready for shine, so I gotta stay on my grind.
Something's telling me I'm destined to shine. I just gotta stay on my grind.
Gotta stay on my grind.
People telling me it all takes time, but I gotta stay on my grind.
Gotta stay on my grind.
I put my heart down in every line. I'm trying to show you that I'm on my grind.
Show you that I'm on my grind.
I got a lot of things on my mind. Yo, I gotta stay on my grind.
I'm so close that I can taste it, my blood racing. I'm pacing back and forth, steady praying that I make it. Far from basic, I'm the greatest. It's pretty hard to evade it. I'm amazing, just face it. I'm one of the most hated around, but I still got love in my town. But even that couldn't cover my frown, 'cause even though I got a little love in this area, I think the whole world should be a little bit warier. Consider me a shotgun trigger, but hairier. And if I blow, wouldn't nothing be scarier? 'Cause me, I'm like a king, only better. And no matter the weather, I make it rain on. I hope they have an umbrella. The fact is, I'm approaching my time. I meant every single word I ever wrote in my rhymes. And I know it won't happen at the drop of a dime. It takes time, so I gotta stay on my grind.
Now, something's telling me I'm destined to shine. I just gotta stay on my grind.
Gotta stay on my grind.
People telling me it all takes time, but I gotta stay on my grind.
Gotta stay on my grind.
I put my heart down in every line. I'm trying to show you that I'm on my grind.
Show you that I'm on my grind.
I got a lot of things on my mind. Yo, I gotta stay on my grind.
DJ Tricks, man. I got my man J Omega on here from up top, Bronx, New York. You represent PA too, man. Hey, man, that's hot right there, man. Got a call on the line too, J Omega, man. Check this out, caller. You're live on the air, man. This is your man, DJ Tricks. You calling from the 540 area code. This is the man that was on that J Omega. You know what I'm saying? What you think about that cut right there, bro?
Hey, that joint was fresh for real. That joint had my head banging up and down, you know what I'm saying? I like that.
Yo, that was some good looking, man. I like it too, you know what I mean? That's why I said, man, we don't put it over a bump on Cashville Radio. You know,
right.
That's how we do it. Yeah, man, if you got some music, man, just send it to MrJunebug@gmail.com, man, and we'll get you on here, man. You know, AJ Omega, man, he wanted to kick a little freestyle. I told him he's going to be able to kick him one after you get through with your session, man. He'll have to ask for your permission to do it whenever he want to do it. But, like, you know, this is your time, man, you know, so I'm going to let it go on however you want it to go on. This is all you.
Man, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever. I'm just glad to be here and have a chance to have people listen to what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? So it's whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm just glad to be here. I'm having a good time.
That's what's up, man. That's what's popping. You know, on that cut right there, my grind, man. You know, what really influenced you to do something like that, man? Everybody out here grinding and shining, they really need to get up on that cut out, man.
Yo, to tell you the truth, man, my dude Joe White, man. I gotta shout Joe White out, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude, he's working with OMP right now, and Way Entertainment and all that, and he made that beat for me. Because he ain't really make it for me. He let me hold that right quick. And I was like, all right, you know what I'm saying? I listened to it, and I automatically thought about my struggles of getting from A to B or A to Z, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been rapping for a little while, you know what I'm saying? But I'm young. I'm 18. I'm just starting. But I'm trying to go. I'm trying to move, man. I'm trying to make moves. So I'm trying to go places. So I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I gotta spit about what's really going on and what I'm really going through, you know what I'm saying? How I'm really trying to grind and really do exactly what, like, these real artists is doing out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, not everybody.
You are a real artist.
I
didn't mean to cut you off, but, you know, okay. I stopped it a long time ago with people coming over here selling what they're trying to do, and they trying
exactly.
to do this, they trying to do that. You already doing it because you here. Yo,
that's what I'm saying.
You
got to
treat this thing right here, man. You know, it's an underground station. It's not a syndicated show yet, but we can make it that, and we need to we try to treat it like that. You know, we don't want the artists to come in here and feel like that they're just because they're not on a major label and on mainstream that they're not that important. You're important to us. You know what I'm
and
saying?
I appreciate that, man.
You're doing your thing, man. I mean, you know, it's much bigger than that. So we need to. Every artist that comes on here, I tell them to keep that mentality. You know, don't say I'm trying to, I'm gonna. Just do,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you already doing it because you got that bump on this radio show, man.
That's what I'm saying, man. And good looking for this opportunity, man. I'm just doing what I got to do to get myself from A to Z, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. Got another call on the line, man. Call you live on the air with Cashville Radio. This is DJ Tricks. We got my man J Omega on the line from Bronx, New York. What's popping with you?
Nah, man. That song was hot. That song was definitely hot. That shit had my head bumping for real.
That's what it is, man. Looking for that feedback, man. Where you from, though?
Where you calling from, yo? Oh, that's what's up. All right, J Omega, man. Hey, like I said, man, I told you. You get on here, man, when you got bumped, you just, you know, it shows. You know what I'm saying? You're a much bigger artist than what you must really think. You know what I'm saying? I already look at you as being Grammy status.
It's not even that I don't feel like I'm a real artist. It's that I'm just a humble dude, and I know I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm not in any position to put myself on a pedestal above anybody else. I mean, that's the only thing.
Right. We can understand. I can understand that because, you know, everybody has to be humble in this game. But you got to have, you know, keep a little swag about you that you got. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like.
You already know. You're going to hear the swag in a couple of the next joints you play. You know what I
mean? You know what I'm saying? I know it's there. We just got to get it out there to the forefront. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? We got a few callers on the line, man. I'm trying to get to them as quick as possible. But, you know, this technology, man, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I heard y'all was affected by this earthquake. I don't know where from, but something like that, you said.
Yeah, man. We was affected by it down here in Nashville. We're in Nashville, Tennessee.
And
you know, the earthquake, it came from Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and my people felt it down there in Florida and Georgia. And you know what I'm saying? That's at least 6 hours away from me.
Yeah,
that's a minute down the road. You know what I'm saying? Where they at, you know?
Yeah.
It's a minute down there. You know what I'm saying? Trying to see, what you got in store coming out for us next, man? What you say you got your mixtape popping. What's the mixtape called?
I got the mixtape. It's called The Last Man Standing. It's my fourth joint right now. It's my fourth independent joint that I'm putting out. And like I said, you're going to be able to catch that on datpiff.com if you just search J Omega. You know what I'm saying? And on that whole project, it's just joints on mainstream beats. Because I'm not even worried about that mixtape. That's just to let the fans and whoever my peers are that listen to my music, that's just to let them hold that down and hear my music so that I can work on my street album. That's what I'm working on now. And you know what I'm saying? I don't know about any titles right now, what I'm gonna name it, but I am working on the cuts that's gonna be on that, and that's gonna be the demo that I'm pushing and really trying to get out. And then My Grind is gonna be on that for me.
Okay. That's what's up, man. You got any features? You know what I'm saying? I heard you said you got a camp that y'all working with, you know, whole little crew. You got any features that you wanna shout out, you know what I'm saying, that you got coming out on it?
Oh, definitely. Well, you know the boy Jake is going to be on there, Jake Avens, and my dude Ruga, you know what I'm saying? And anybody else that I'm messing with, it just varies. Whatever artist is hot to me and that I mess with and on a personal status, you know what I'm saying? My dude Sayer, who's also from the Bronx, you know what I mean? I've been working with him a lot lately, and Sayer been doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be on there most definitely. But mostly... I just want it to be me, you know what I mean? I want the people to hear me and what I got to say. And the features and all that could go, that's going to be for something else, you know what I mean? Because I got the group mixtape that I'm about to drop with the Street Officials. And, you know, and I got singers. I got females and male singers, you know what I mean? Shout out to my dude TC and the girl Crystal, you know what I mean? I got people that sing. I got people that do all type of, you know what I mean, all different type of rhythms and, you know, rock, Jamaican, like my dude Infinity. Speaking of rock, my dude Infinity, he do rock, you know what I mean? I'm be incorporating all different type of swag in my songs, you know what I mean?
But we got to get Infinity because we got a rock thing that we doing too. I mean, to cut y'all, we got another call on the line for you, J Omega. This is DJ Trix. You live on the air with Cashville Radio. You got my man J Omega from up top Bronx, New York. What's popping with you?
Yeah, this talk from pickpocket, man. That shit was hot. You know what's up, son? You know, we hope that, you know, we talking and shit so we can get some collab or whatnot, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You know, keep up the good work, man. You know, we're trying to see how we go fly in and get you out, you know, and so you can drop a few tracks or whatnot, son.
No doubt, man.
That's what's up, you know what I'm saying? This is Casual Radio, man. These cats is meeting off Casual Radio. Pickpocket was on here the other night, last night, man, and them boys is hot. We're going to keep them guys in rotation.
I know, I know you're trying to make it syndicated and it's going to be no profanity, but I fuck with them niggas, though. You know what I'm saying? I actually just got off the phone with them before around 10 o'clock, and I'm working with them now. I'm trying to get some graphics done for their albums, and, you know, we're trying to do some big things now.
That's what's up, man. We sure do appreciate them pickpocket cats coming through. They helped us out a lot, man. You know, we had some good ratings, we had some good talk on them on the show last night, man, and we appreciate them guys. We appreciate them guys coming through here. But check it, man. We got let's see, what else we got on you, man? I mean, I try not to give away too much, man, but see, like you said, you're old Megatron, man. I mean, you do your thing out there. You try to make sure we keep it hot.
For sure.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? I also gotta thank my brother, though, you know what I'm saying? Because I looked at him as influence, you know what I'm saying? He was the one that was rapping before me, my brother NY, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And he's been rapping for a minute, and he's just been trying to I'm not even gonna say trying, he's just been doing what he do, you know what I'm saying? But
There you go.
He's also making a good life for himself on the side, so he's not really worrying about the music. The music really don't come first for him anymore. He's working on building a good life for himself. So, and he's really my inspiration in all this. You know what I'm saying? Him and my mother. Cause my mother did for me. She's the one who helped me out with buying my studio equipment. You know what I'm saying? I had to start somewhere, and she helped me out. She helped me build this little studio that I got in here, so I got to definitely thank her. And God, man, you know what I'm saying? Like,
There you go. You know what I'm saying? You're on the right track, man. You young. You're on the right track, man. Just like them pickpocket cats out there, man. Them cats is young, man. They're on the right track. You know what I'm saying? You got their mind focused. They doing them. And you know what I'm saying? The main thing, man, you got to remember, man, the creator is the one that's making it able and possible for you to do what it is that you're doing.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? He one made y'all tight, man. You know, he just made me able to help y'all get a little extra push
right.
On getting it out there and letting the world hear it. Because right now we're up to 216,000.
If you waking up in the morning, you got to thank God. That's all that is. If you waking up in the morning and you breathing, you got to thank the Lord.
That's right. You know, we sure do appreciate that, man. We like, you know, I was standing in the shower earlier today making me a song. We got a lot of cats out here, man, that's... You know, they scared to hear that talk. They don't want to hear that type of talk.
Nah.
But when they go to jail, that's the first talk they want to hear.
Exactly.
When they get locked up, everybody want to be a preacher then. When somebody go to jail, they want to change their last name to something X.
Exactly. They lock themselves up, and then they look towards the Lord to get them out of there.
When they should have been trying to pick up and just try to read them at least one scripture a day. That's enough. At least read you a scripture or something like that a day. You know what I'm saying? You know, don't sit up there and fake it just because you're going to jail, man. You know, I ain't trying to hate on nobody. I'm just speaking reality. Real facts, man. I mean, it's proven, it's given. I got homeboys telling me that, man. You know, I done changed my name to Mike X. Mike X. Come on, dude. How you spell that?
I know, man. It's pretty. Dudes are crazy out here nowadays, man. It's just the mindset that people is growing up with nowadays is just not cool.
Right. That's why, you know, we as artists out here, that, you know, the cast that hadn't completely all the way got up on the charts yet, you know, we can be the ones that really put a halt in that and try to change if we change ourselves. We change ourselves first, then something can evolve. You never know what can come out of it until you try it.
Exactly.
So we change ourselves, man. I mean, one person can change himself, then the next person changes himself, then you never know how far to go, man. I mean, it's just, you know, I'm trying to change me. You know, I'm doing a good job right now, but, you know, hey, everything is, it happens, it goes one day at a time, man, and that's the only way I can get it. Let's get back into some of that bump, you know.
Yeah, all right.
Let's see what we got here. Get this Omegatron.
Oh, most definitely. This is that joint. You playing that Omegatron?
Yeah. Omega.
S-O.
Uh-huh.
Omegatron, man.
Omega.
0708 is mine.
Omega.
Bet. Yes, I'm here. Have no fear. J Omega back in the booth this year. Letting y'all know that the truth is clear. 07's gone, 08 is near. Soon everybody gonna scream and cheer. Lights, toast, and drinks until your dreams appear.
fast or slow when I rhyme. Y'all hear? I'm about my dough like a mama dear. Let me buy my beer. Psych, I ain't old enough yet, but I'm holding up bets I'm weird. I bet you see I'm the best to be unleashed from the X, especially. Being that I'm on my grind, got nothing but time in the mind of a referee. My destiny is to be the best. No holes, y'all know I don't need distress. Hype with adrenaline, rhyming like Eminem. Y'all are ridiculous, looky here. Y'all are soft. Soft and effeminate, cinnamon and lemon cookies, yeah.
Omega.
On my way to the top, non-stop at full speed.
Forever.
In this race, I maintain a full lead. Nothing can stand in my way. No way, parlay is not an option. I am butters. Not that fake parquet, no way. I'm far from flopping. I'm topping. Any so-called artist thinking they bars is hardest within the farthest range. My bars insane. Lyrics will scar your brain.
Omega, rapper in disguise. Omega, more than meets the eye. Omega, rapper in disguise. Omega, more than meets the eye. Omega, rapper in disguise. Omega, more than meets the eye. You can try to hide the mesmerizing voice of Omegatron.
Now let me slow this down so you can comprehend the story being told. Got money on my mind at all times, it's like I'm seeing gold, full of wisdom. But that ain't got nothing to do with being old. I stand out, but that ain't got nothing to do with being bold. You're being showed that I am the bomb, so watch me explode. Music is the key to my life, it's about to free my soul. And make sure that every pocket on me is swole. And I'm hot, I'm about to burn it up like heated coal. I'm in the world where there's Autobots and Decepticons. I'm the bad guy in this movie, call me Omegatron. And ain't nobody can see me when I start to transform. But even before that, I still get it on. I still build the storm, making it rain. And although I'm hot to the touch, checking, I'm still getting warm. My name ring bells, call me J. Omega fan. The cannon never leave my hand, I'm looking like a Mega Man.
Omega, rapper in disguise. Omega, more than meets the eye. Omega, rapper in disguise. Omega, more than meets the
eye. That's what I'm talking about, man. On the real. That's real talk, man. I like that, man. You know what I'm saying? I like that right there. You know, hey, that's a real song. I mean, with the college, you live still with Cashville Radio. What you think about that cut right there, man?
Oh, son, I'm going to tell you right now, be honest with you and straight up, dog, that is the hottest underground song I've heard this year, dog. I'll give you that.
The dude is really doing his thing, you know. Like I said, man, Jamaica, I never let my listeners down, man. My listeners, they always, you know, send me emails and stuff, man, dude was tight, this. You know, we make sure, like I said, man, we make sure we get that bump on him, man. You know what I'm saying? We make sure that everything we got is already seasoned and ready to go in the oven and, you know what I'm saying, baked, cooked, and ready to come on up out of there, you know?
Yeah, man, I'm going to make sure that everything I put out that I send to you from now on, I'm going to make sure it's clean cut, radio ready, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be no curses, no profanity. So you can, you know what I'm saying, once you get syndicated and once you get official, you still going to have that J Omega to play, the blast and the speakers, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying, because that's what we're trying to take it now, man. You know, we done got some, you know, good green lights, and now, you know, we got to follow certain measures and certain tactics and certain type of guidelines and rules. And, you know, hey, if we play by those rules and play by those guidelines, we're going to make, you know, we'll get there. That's what we're trying to get here in Cashville, you know, because we don't have nobody playing our music here. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I'm the only cat that has this type of station that's playing my people's music. You know what I'm saying? I'm the only one right now.
You're doing your thing, though, and you making big things happen for Cashville right now. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, like dudes that I know that's in Cashville. Matter of fact, my dude KD, he live in Cashville. You know what I mean? I used to mess with him. He used to be a street official. He's still a street official. You know what I mean? I haven't heard from him in a while, but you know.
KD,
I mean? I know
he do beats.
Nah, he don't do, his name King David. I don't think he do beats. He may do beats now. I haven't talked to him in about a year, but he's definitely family to me, you know what I'm saying? I know he would be proud. He probably knows about the station and all that, you know what I mean? Because he's heavy down there right now.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what's up, man.
I'm not sure what his mind space is anymore, but he's definitely doing his thing. And, you know, I'm glad to see that you're trying to make big things happen for your state, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to do,
man.
In the Bronx, you know what I mean? I really don't see a lot of artists out the Bronx right now that's really doing their thing, and I'm just trying to be one of those artists that come out and really bang people's heads right now.
That's right. That's right. That's what you do, man. And you're doing it. You know, I had a conversation with another cat, man, on this other site that I'm on, Nicky Bond. He's okay. He's from up that way, you know, and he's pretty nice. Yeah, he's from the Bronx, man. I think he's from the Bronx. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. He could be Brooklyn, but I could be wrong. But the cat, I know he's from up that way. His name's Nicky Bond. Y'all know him. Y'all ever heard of him?
I don't know who that is. I've never heard of him, but I'm definitely going to look him up. Anybody from New York, uptown, you know what I'm saying, I show love to, and especially underground that's doing their thing, you know?
And see, that's my whole thing. I love underground. I mean, I won't say underground. I love starving. How I like to put it, I call them starving artists. I love starving artists. I love, because that's when you hungry. That's when you get the artist's best. It's when they hadn't gotten it yet.
Exactly.
When the artist hadn't gotten it yet and he's not in that comfort zone, that's when you getting his all, the best of that artist. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I like.
I'm going to put myself out there no matter what. I'm going to go full. I'm going to go 110 miles, you know what I mean, 120 miles until I get it. And once I get it, I'm going to go 140 and 150, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to stop.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, man, once again, we sure do appreciate you coming to Cashville Radio, man, and blessing the station for us, man. You know, you're doing your thing on the MySpace pages and all that, man. You know, we just, like Michael Jordan said, man, we sure do appreciate you coming through and slam dunking for us, man, and diving on the sidelines. This is Mike Jordan. This is K Omega, man. That's the Bronx, New York. It's that Mike Jordan. Now get ready, baby, and y'all gonna put your head down.
About to get crazy now. Yeah. These niggas really don't know what they in store for. But I'm about to let them know, man. So Megatron, what's the number? Third mixtape. Hey yo, I'm just too fresh for this. Black, brown, green from my hat to my jeans. I'm the SO president. Yup, it's a damn shame. You damn lame couldn't see these dumps if you was jumping with the Wayne Wade. Camouflage on the feet. Damn the squad on the beat. Click, clack, glam, and old squad only eat. Stacking cheese, spitting crack with ease. Yeah, I blow the whistle cause I'm a referee. Look real close, I am a G. Locking shit down and I have the key. My bars are like nothing you can mess with. Your bars only go down like Tetris. I am the Mike Jordan, ballin'. Nigga, you might wanna fall back from recording. Sportsmanship is no longer awarded. Part of my back, nigga, you ain't ready for this.
I am the Mike Jordan, I'm recording.
Uh-huh.
You might wanna fall back from the mic.
Bang, nigga.
I am the Mike Jordan, I'm recording.
It's J Omega, man. BSO, DSO. You already know, nigga.
You might wanna fall back.
Get on my... About to get crazy now. These niggas really don't know what they in store for. But I'm about to let them know, man. So Megatron, what's the number? Third mixtape. Hey yo, I'm just too fresh for this. Black, brown, green from my hat to my jeans. I'm the SO president. Yup, it's a damn shame. You damn lame couldn't see these dumps if you was jumping with the Wayne Wade. Camouflage on the feet. Damn the squad on the deep. Click, clack, glam, and old squad on the heat. Stacking cheese, spitting crack with ease. Yeah, I blow the whistle cause I'm a referee. Look real close, I am a G. Locking shit down and I have the key. My bars are like nothing you can mess with. Your bars only go down like Tetris. I am the Mike Jordan, ballin'. Nigga, you might wanna fall back from recording. Sportsmanship is no longer awarded. Part of my back, nigga, you ain't ready for this.
I am the Mike Jordan, I'm recording.
Uh-huh.
You might wanna fall back from the mic.
Bang, nigga.
I am the Mike Jordan, I'm recording.
It's J Omega,
you
man.
You might wanna fall back from the mic.
BSO, DSO. You already know, nigga.
You might wanna fall back.
Get on my fucking level, nigga. It's the third installment, man. Check it. When I'm on the track, I'm flossing. In fact, I'm Jordan. Never fall back, I'm intact with my offense. Back like forward. Turned around, you try to stack up a fortress, I burn it down. Think twice. There's only room for
me. If you blink twice, you won't have room to see that I rule the streets. You ain't taking my throne. No lie, if you try, you ain't making it home. Cause the streets behind me, the bees where you find me. In the poking nose, groping holes, I'm grimy. Whenever I wanna know what the time be, the glitz blind me, the wrist so shiny. Going for the gold on a hunt racing. While I'm going for the hole, y'all still pump faking. No silver or bronze, I'm first place. No. Taking what is mine while y'all hating. And I made the beat, nigga, what? This ain't no instrumental, man. Get on my level, man. Y'all niggas is cowards out here, man. Shit is easy, man. Listen up real quick. You might wanna go back from the mic. You not like me on the track real bright. You not that cool and you not that smooth. I am not like you on the track I ignite. Like the human torch ready to burn. Got my stripes but I'm ready to earn. More and war, I'm lyrically trying to learn. And stop all the fights and unite like terms. Merge like traffic, faster. I'ma move forward, never move backwards. To progress is the only way. Work hard, you'll see, it'll slowly pay. But it ain't all work, no play. Never party all night.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Hey, that's some real heat there, man. You know what I'm saying? Got another call on the line, man. You know what I'm saying? That's that Mike George. Hey, this is DJ Trix, man. You on the line live with Cashville Radio. You know what I'm saying? We got my man J Omega on the line from the Bronx, New York. You know what I'm saying? Well, I guess the caller, they didn't want to say nothing. It's all good. You know, but, man, hey, I like that right there. That's a for real serious club banger right there, boy.
Yo, man, that was the swag I was telling you about, you know what I mean? I felt a little bit silly on that joint. I wanted to just let loose and just, you know what I mean, get the people the heat that they want. You know what I'm saying? Because I got a lot of my joints that I'm doing now, I'm trying to have, you know, a more serious approach and get myself on the mainstream tip so that, like you trying to get the station right here syndicated and getting it foolproof and, you know what I mean, good for a real station. I'm trying to get my music real mainstream now. But on that joint, I just let loose and just said what I had to say whatever I wanted, you know what I mean? And I made the beat, so, you know what I'm saying, just like Omegatron, I made the beat on Omegatron too. So I do a little beat making here and there too, you know. I just
yeah,
man, really pack my all and let loose on it.
Yeah, man, I'm a fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan. I like your shit. I like what you're doing, man. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna front. I'm a fan, man, you know, and you know what I'm saying? If there's anything, man, I can do, man, to help, you know what I'm saying, just with the station or whatnot, man, just be sure you fuck with me, man, you know. Just like my pickpocket cats out there, man, on the West Coast, you know. We need to see about flying DJ Trix out there, man, so we can host the show live out there and get a live segment with them. That way we can have a live prime time with them, you know. That's how we like to do this radio show, man. We're going to take this radio show a little bit further than what a lot of people thinking, man. You know, that's why we're trying to get off. That's why we're trying to get it clean and get the cursing up out of here, because then we're going to start going to these artists that's in Washington. You know,
yeah.
We're going to start going out to the West Coast. We're going to start going to these places and bringing our radio show to them. You know what I'm saying? When sometimes, you know, you always got to try to go down here to this spot and get the radio show. Let's go to that spot. No, we're going to bring the radio show to you. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to do something. We're just trying to do some big things around here, man. You know, a lot of cats say, man, well, shoot, how can I do this? How can I do that? Yo, you can get your one the whole thing. Yeah, now you're going to get your listeners.
That's
you
what
know?
I'm saying. I heard you say the trying. You said the trying word. You know what I mean? I ain't gonna press you on it, but, you know, y'all ain't trying. That's what we're doing, y'all thing, you know what I'm saying? More than a lot of other dudes is doing their thing. You know, y'all actually grinding out here in this station. You know, at first when I went to the station, I was like, you know, I don't know if a lot of people is going to be on here. But, you know, as I started listening to the interviews and the music, I said, you know, this is all right. It's not bad at all. It's good money. You know what I'm saying? I know people are going to be listening and calling in and giving you their honest opinion. And I like the music that you got on there, Junebug. I like that real music, you know, that when you listen to it, it reminds you of real life situations. It's not all about, oh, I'm going to bust my gat in this nigga face, and I'm going to kill this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, every artist may say something like that or about that, but when you base your whole, everything you say off of, I'm going to kill this dude and I'm going to shoot this dude, you just make yourself look more like a fake, like an idiot. You know, if you can't really
right.
If you can't make a record talking about what you actually do or what you're trying to do or what you're doing in real life and how you're living and how you're getting what you got to get and doing what you got to do, then you're really not an artist. You know what I'm saying? You really don't have that talent. You may be a rapper. You may put some words together, but you're really not an artist. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I am, an artist.
Right. And that's what I like about you. But I'm going to tell you on this note, man, what you was just saying about a lot of cats out here. You know, you can look on a lot of these MySpaces, Reverb Nations, and you see these cats on the video album covers with they guns, and they got their packs in their hand and all this and that. But man, they not killing that many people, and it ain't that many dope dealers in the world.
And they're exploiting themselves, making themselves look like some big drug lords. And then once they put on a spotlight, you know, let something go down and you know, true story and they, on their block and their neighborhood. They putting themselves out on a pedestal, and then they're chewing off more than they can swallow, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to be
That's
able
right.
to live that life, that Tony Montana life, you know what I mean? Even Tony Montana got shot in the back, you know what I'm saying?
That's
Everybody's
right.
Everybody's not a
that's,
drug lord, you know
that's,
what I'm saying?
That's right, baby, that's right. You're right about that. Yo, we got a call on the line. Caller, you live on the air with Cash Real Radio. This is DJ Trix. Got my man J. Omega on the line from Bronx, New York. What's popping with you?
Yeah, what it do? I'm out here, Bottom Dollar. I'm coming in live and direct, representing Pickpocket out here at Turf
what?
Rock Entertainment, you know.
Just
trying
that's
to
what
out
I'm
here.
Talking
I
about.
Pickpocket just doing it. Just, you know, missed out last night, so I just want to let you know. Pickpocket is official. We finna do
that's
it.
That's right.
And that's it. I
that's
come
right,
out here
right.
all the way from L.A. out here to AZ with my bruh, and we finna make it happen. Pickpocket
that's what I'm
is
talking
what
about.
Is, man. Real music. We finna just go ahead. What's up, man? J. Omega, man, I love you. What's going on, man? I'm loving this whole thing, man. For
real.
Looking,
man. Yes, I'm feeling music over that way. I'm working with y'all, man. I'm working with y'all. Definitely. I'm on the job
yeah, no
right
doubt.
Now.
That's what I'm saying, man. I'm sitting up here, man. It's official, for real. It's a takeover. This is indeed a takeover, but good music,
no
though.
Doubt.
We finna bring it back, though.
That's what I'm talking about, man, because, hey, man, I appreciate you calling in and blessing the station, man, because y'all bumping. And, you know, them boys know that. All they got to do is just keep sending me that music, Pickpocket. Y'all know y'all got a new home here in down south, you know what I'm saying, here on Cash Real Radio. Y'all ain't got to worry about none of that. And anytime y'all need some music, play radio, play, holler at your boy. We got you, man. Cash Real Radio going to show y'all that love, man, because y'all got that bump, and we going to bump you.
That's it, and that's what we trying to do, man. We getting it. That's it and that's all. Just like I said on the song, we getting it. It's a takeover. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Right,
thank
baby.
You for this time. You know what I'm saying? Good looking out, first of all, Almighty. I should have did it at first, though. Thank you, Lord, for letting me get on this line to just get this off my chest right now because it's real and official, like a referee with a whistle. You dig what I'm saying? Yep.
I got you, baby. Hey, it's like this here. Whenever you got something you want to get off your chest, just call this station when it's on Sunday night to Friday night, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m., baby. You can say whatever you want, except for next week, there's no more cussing.
Yeah, good looking, man. I'm finna shoot you some stuff, man. I'm finna just go ahead, man, some movement for real, man. We up in here. We might put something down. You probably be getting something in a little bit, man. You know, it just keeps going and going, man. The mood is just lovely, so y'all keep doing your thing.
Yeah, man, I sure appreciate you, man. You know what I'm saying? One love, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jay Omega, man. You know, we get a lot of calls in. But see, I'm going to tell you, what I mostly get more than a lot of calls now, because a lot of people, they don't call in now. What they do is, well, they're logging in, right, and they're on my chat session. You feel me? They're like, when you do it, you know, it's a chat session. Like, I got the switchboard loaded up, and a lot of people don't get to see that part, but it's a chat session, you know. Because right now, I'm usually, the most listeners that I have had on here was 506,000.
Okay, that's
right
a lot.
Now. Well, right now, I'm it went up to 216. Right now, it's just at 218, 218,000 right now. You know, that's because I already know I got a few loyal listeners. You know what I'm saying?
That's
but
a lot of listeners than a lot of people. Like, it's just such a good opportunity for anybody to get on this station because regardless if it's 100 or 200 people, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You may as well be doing a live show with 216,000, 218,000 people. You got to put it that way. You got to look at it as you doing a show. You performing in front of 218,000 people and they listening to what you got to say. And they're gonna hear you regardless. And regardless if they're hearing you right now, they're gonna log on and they get, you know, they're gonna see who they're gonna see your name there, and they're gonna say, wow, you know, let's listen to this interview because it's gonna be there for however long you want. You know, you could download this, you know, for all my people that's not listening right now. You know, you could just download it. I download it. I put it on my MySpace. I'm definitely going to shout the station out. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with you hard body, man.
That's right, man. And I'm going to be the same way, man. You know, this is what my creation for the station was for Cashville Radio, man. Uh-huh. The reason why I did it was for my Cashville artists. You know,
okay.
And I'm from Cashville. You know, I'm representing my artists, and you know, cause we out here trying to struggle and starving. We starving artists out here trying to make it. But
exactly.
in order for like a lot of people say, in order for you to get on coming out of Nashville, you got to go out, go here and go there and go there and do this. So why go out when I can get a? Now we got a radio station. Now all y'all give me y'all music and let's bump all y'all.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's
cool.
Why I
appreciate
being here, because a lot of people don't really understand how much I appreciate this, because me not being from the South or even from the West Coast is just, it's an opportunity that, you know, I couldn't even see myself having. You know what I'm saying? It's like I feel like I'm at home court and I'm really away. You know what I'm saying? And I like feeling that.
Right.
I like that you like showing good old hospitality to artists that are trying to make it, you know what I'm saying, or making it, period, point blank.
Right. Right, but that's, you know, that's what we want to show. As long as we, you know what I'm saying, making you feel at home, man, you know, that means our job is getting done. You know, it means it's getting done, man. You know, we want everybody to feel comfortable and feel.
I'm laying back with my feet up, homie. I'm comfortable.
I know that's right. I know that's right. But, yeah, man,
yeah.
We got one more cut on you, man, the illest alive. Man.
Oh, the illest alive. Yo, shout out to B-Eazy for making this beat, man. You know what I'm saying? This cut right here, I'm shouting this out to all my fake dudes and all my haters. You know what I'm saying? This cut is for y'all because, you know what I'm saying, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't really have nothing to talk about. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for the haters, then, like, my name wouldn't be in people's mouth. And if it wasn't for these fake little goonies out here, man, it just wouldn't be. I guess they got to keep the world on an even keel. You know what I'm saying? So this song is for them. This song is for the fakers and letting y'all know that I'm the illest alive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because you doing your thing. Just having that way go. That way go. He's trying to bring it on up for old Drake. Now, you know, I got him. I used to have the little extra segments on the show, man, you know, because after the show is not streaming, airing live, you know, you got like 30 minutes that you do a special segment, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I used to do that, but I don't do that no more because, you know, like I was saying, man, I did this show for my Cashville artists, and, you know, I wanted them to just send me their music, but a lot of them, you know, when the show started, a lot of them, they did their thing. You know, they was on here. They like your boy. They were like a referee with a whistle, you know what I mean? They was in there. Then once they seen, I don't know, a little more fame starting to come towards the station's way, it's like they started dropping off. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now spiders' legs get pulled off, and they just started dropping off. Then gradually, I didn't have no Cashville artists calling me in. And then I was like, well, damn, I mean, I'm doing this station for everybody here. So I just said, fuck it. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to reach out to everybody now. You know, and that way I don't have to go from Nashville and move to Louisiana, go from Nashville and move to New York and meet cats like a J Omega, when I can just sit right in Nashville and meet J Omega the same way I'm meeting him now and being able to get down with him, and we can work together that way, and we can travel around and do our thing like that, man, instead of me having to leave out. You know, a lot of cats, man, they looking at this thing the wrong way, man.
Exactly.
They're looking at it the wrong way. But, I mean, I can't be mad at them because, you know, a lot of people have had a lot of broken promises, you know.
Everybody. Right.
But, you know, you have to trust somebody sometimes, you know. My lady, she told me that, you know, you got to trust somebody sometimes, man. You know, you can't trust everybody all the time, but you got to have to trust somebody in this music business, man, if you want to make it.
You know what I'm saying? If you feel right about something, you got to take that chance. No matter if it's not going to benefit you right away. You know what I'm saying? You got to take any opportunities that somebody puts forth in your face. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're in a position that you can capitalize on the opportunity, because later on down the road, it's going to help you out regardless. Every little baby step is going to help you learn to walk. You know what I'm saying? And then start running. And then, you know what I mean, just making bigger moves. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. You're right. You're right about that. But I just wish that, you know what I'm saying, the cats would really, you know, that's from here in Nashville, you know, I wish they really just understand, man, how big this is, man. I mean, a radio station is only what you make it, man, you know, and if you don't make it what it's supposed to be, man, you ain't going to really get there. Hey, man, we got another call on the line, calling from the 646 area code, man. You live on the air with J Omega from the Bronx, New York. It's your boy DJ Trix. What's popping with you?
What's good?
What's good with you, my man?
What's up, man? It's your boy Liv. Holla, my man, it's J.O. Yo.
Yeah,
the last man standing. The last man standing is official, baby.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Right now, right here.
You
should have threw that shine up there, man. That's the hardest track out right now. Yo, they could go to the MySpace. Yo, I'm a shine. They could go to the MySpace for that joint. MySpace.com/JOmegaMusic, all one word. You know what I'm saying? But the only reason I hadn't submit that song was because the beat wasn't original. It was mainstream, and you know I'm not so sure about submitting songs that aren't an original beat, because you know I don't know if somebody else would submit that song, and especially when people listen to songs that they have mainstream beats on it, they always remind themselves before they listen of the regular song. Like, you remember how everybody started making the I Get Money freestyles? And everybody started flipping off that song. I did the same thing. And every time people listened to it, they thought I was going to come. Hold on. You know what I like about J.O.?
What's that, man?
When he makes a song, when he uses a mainstream beat, he makes that beat his.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't think about me as an artist. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't think about the artist song. You just think about J.O. He makes that beat his. That's what makes him a good artist.
I like the cat, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm a fan of his, man. You know, and you know, I'm an artist myself, but still, though, man, I'm a fan of music. So I step outside the boundaries, outside the box. That's the only way you're gonna be. That's the only way you're gonna be as good as yourself anyway. When you step outside yourself,
you
know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
That's right. You know, I like all his music, man. I like what he sent me, man. I like the stuff that's on the MySpace page. You know, some of these songs that he sent me, they not even on the MySpace page, but they're going to go,
they're not even going to be on there. Right now on the MySpace, like I said, I'm pushing the records that sold The Last Man Standing. All the joints that you got right now, they not even, that's old music, tell you the truth. That's old
music. You gave him UTI?
I believe I gave him UTI, Under the Influence. I'm not sure if he got that. That's a real inspirational track, too. But I know he was about to play that Ellis Alive, though.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
It's on fire, baby. All right, I'm going to holler, yo, P.
Yeah, what's really good? It's your boy, J.A.
Wild.
This joint right here is going out to all the youngsters out there that don't know the full effects of drugs, man. Don't get caught with this peer pressure, man. It's not worth it.
Y'all
be under
the
influence,
man. The man that's been some knowledge.
Take a listen to
y'all.
What I got to say, yo. While you in the club, all you do is dance and turn and drink liquor till you feel a gigantic burn. Shorty over here says she wanna smash your shirt. You bout to bone, getting home is your last concern. So you put her in the whip and you fasten her seatbelt, and you couldn't help but laugh at her, cause she couldn't even put together half her words. She's sitting there looking weird, just yapping slurs. You drunk, she high in the passenger side, looking fly, she just asking for it. So y'all slip, hit the gas and swerve. You going too fast, hitting all them blasted curves. Matter of fact, you look back and see you passed your turn. You dozing off, so you hit the wall, crash and burn. You wasn't wearing your seatbelt, you die instantly. Medics arrive too late, and shorty died from injury.
Life got its smiles and frowns, it's ups and downs. Keep your head above water, never touch the ground. Be true to yourself and take lead, don't follow. Keep your pride at the tip of your tongue and don't swallow. Move as a unit, not under the influence. Not running with your crew, it's not what you wanna do. You can lose your life just for following peers, and it's not worth the pain and tears.
chill. You was the rapper who was too young to understand what you rapped about. So what you spit about were only things that you asked about. Getting girls, money, and cars, living the fast life. Moving on up with the stars, getting your cash right. And for a long time, you ain't never had stripes. Till you seen a crackhead hitting on a crack pipe. Though he was mad black, his skin looked half white. Said that he would give you a hit too if you act right. That night was the end of your rap life. The next morning, you ain't know what happened the last night. But you stopped writing and stopped going to school. Didn't listen to your mom, she didn't know what to do. You ain't had money, so you tried to steal that rock. But you got caught, so you tried to peel up block. You was halfway gone when you heard the gun cock. But all your moms heard was one shot. Life got its smiles and frowns, its ups and downs. Keep your head above water, never touch the ground. Be true to yourself and take lead, don't follow. Keep your pride at the tip of your tongue and don't swallow. Move as a unit, not under the influence. Not running with your crew, it's not what you wanna do. You can lose your life just for following peers, and it's not worth the pain and tears. It all started cheers while you was chilling with your friends, you was laughing. Then one of them pulled out a syringe and it lasted. You was like, hey yo, where you get that shit? He was like, up the block, 142nd and Jackson. Got it from a guy named X, you should grab some. Matter of fact, come sit over here, you can have some. Tie this in a knot around your arm and pull tight, cause then it works better, you'll be feeling it all night. Take this needle and put it right there. Don't worry, you ain't even gotta look if you have fear. Pull this part back and push it back, yeah. Now all you gotta do is sit back in the chair. In about 10 seconds, you'll be feeling kinda weird. But don't worry, it's natural, don't be scared. And all you thought it was addictive medicine. But little did you know, he was giving you heroin. Life got its smiles and frowns, its ups and downs. Keep your head above water, never touch the ground. Be true to yourself and take lead, don't follow. Keep your pride at the tip of your tongue and don't swallow. Move as a unit, not under the influence. Not running with your crew, it's not what you wanna do. You can lose your life just for following peers, and it's not worth the pain and tears. Cheers.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, that's some real talk, man. That's my man J Omega, man. You know what I'm saying? UTI under the influence. Hey, man, I like that cut, man. I really like that cut, man.
Yeah,
you know?
My dude Curious made that beat. Shout out to Curious Beats, you know what I'm saying? You can see him on Dat Piff, actually, too. You just go to Dat Piff and type in Curious, and you'll catch his beats. But that track, that was definitely influenced by a lot of my peers that I know. You know what I'm saying? They into the drugs nowadays. They into going out, partying all the time, drinking, you know, doing all this crazy wild shit. And, excuse me, but, you know.
It's not worth it no more. It's not worth it anymore. You know what I'm saying? It used to be fun back in the Freaknik days. You know, you was a little younger. But it's just not worth it anymore. You know what I'm saying? On that note, I want to give a special shout out to Atlanta, you know, for doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? We got one of our Nashville celebrities down that way, man. You know, Miss Joy. You know what I'm saying? She was one man at the Big Gift. She had that song Ghetto Superstar back in the day, man. It was that bump. We need to get her back on BET some kind of way, man. If Cashville Radio can do it, we sure do need the help. You know, we can sure be a stepping stone if that's what it's got to take. We get her there because, man, she was a good artist. We got Sherry Hawk from here, you know what I'm saying? We got Cashville Records here. What's up, Buck? You know, we got a lot of people, man, that we can work with coming up out of Nashville, Tennessee, man, that, you know, that we can be working with, man. You got my girl Ingrid, she going to put some stuff together for us, man. You got the whole IE Entertainment doing their thing with the Chavez Management Group, putting the thing together, man, with Jesus. She's the head writer on Center Stage Magazine. Y'all go check out some of them interviews, you know what I'm saying, with Ingrid Fletcher on Center Stage Magazine, man. We got my girl Misha Brooke, and she's doing her thing. You know, we got the latest interview she did, man, was with Michael Bivins, man. You know, she's doing big things. We got to be sure we get J Omega, we get him on enough things to get him pop. We're going to get his interview. You know what I'm saying? We just want to keep this thing evolving and revolving, man. You know what I'm saying? There's money to be made out here, and we need to stick together and try to get it. But we don't need to try to get it and keep spitting all this negativity, because it's all on TV. You know what I'm saying? The artists that's already out there, they saying it, and that comes with change. When I said change, because those guys, they knew they was rapping about it, they was talking about it. You know, at the same time, they glorified it to get that money. But now they're trying to change and say, no, we don't need to do this. We don't need to say this. We need to clean this up. We need to clean that. You know, I'm a fan of 50s. I'm a fan of 50 Cent, you know, but he attacked Alicia Keys for no reason at all. You know,
yeah,
I mean, just because you live it like that don't mean you got to glorify it and show all these kids that all the time. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
it's cool, but you know what I'm saying, Jill Maker, we sure do appreciate that song. You just let us hear, man, because that's a real song.
Like I said, like my friend, my dude Infinity, as a matter of fact, you know what I'm saying? He's a dude that's straight edge, and what straight edge is that he lives drug-free, you know what I'm saying? And personally, you know, I do drink a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But I don't drink myself into oblivion, you know what I'm saying? And I respect my dude Infinity, you know what I'm saying? Because he lives his lifestyle the way he want to live his lifestyle, and he don't got to turn
into
substances, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. He don't got to turn into those substances and you know what I'm saying, and bury his life and to all this mess that all these youngsters is burying their life in right now, you know what I'm saying? It's not needed anymore.
What?
I mean, go out and have fun. Go out and have fun.
But don't do too much. Don't go overboard. You know what I'm saying?
Don't overdose. You know, that's why you got some artists nowadays, like a lot of artists, like I'm not going to shout out nobody, but you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of big artists out right now, and because they got all this money and because they in show business, it's easier for them to get their hands on all these drugs that they was trying to get their hands on when they was younger. So to do too much of it.
You know what I'm saying?
And then they end up on the news, you know what I'm saying, eventually.
That's right. That's right, because they know their body can't handle that. But we got another call on the line, J Omega, man. Calling you live on the air with Cashville Radio. This is DJ Trix. Got my man J Omega from up top Bronx, New York on the line. What's popping with you?
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy Jake, man, calling us from the Bronx, man. I just want to say, man, that's my nigga J Omega, man. That track,
yeah, man.
UTI, man, that shit is fire, man. It's speaking real knowledge to all the youngsters out there, man.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Right there,
and that's
man.
What we need, man.
Listen to this dude, man. This nigga know what he talking about, you know what I'm saying? That's my dude I went to high school with. Feel me? That's talking right now. I went to high school with this dude. That's my nigga right there, like, you know what I'm saying? Most of the shit, if anything, I let him hear all my joints before I even put them out, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, real talk, you're going to want this nigga on your radio show for a whole nother interview, you know what I'm saying? That's real talk.
Well, we need to get him on. You need to get him the information. Send your information to Mr. Junebug. Cause see, like I said, next week there will be no more cussing on this show. And what I'm gonna do is, man, I'm gonna have not so much music, but it's gonna be more of talking and blogging. You know what I'm saying? That way, you people can really start to. The guys that's in the game at a young age, like you guys are now, when you get to that, when you're at a young age, and that your mind can be molded in the right direction
exactly.
by cats that's out here in the game.
We just right now getting out of high school trying to make our lives right, you know what I'm saying? Go to college, get a good education, you know what I'm saying? We worried about bigger things than just going out and, you know, selling these drugs and getting this money, you know what I'm saying? Money rule the world, but it don't rule my life, you know what I'm saying? So
that's right.
How you live, you know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, man. I'm young and I'm just trying to come up. I am coming up.
Yeah. There you go. We so do appreciate you calling in, though, man, and showing J Omega love, man, and showing Cashville Radio some love, man, because we love New York. You know what I'm saying? That's where hip hop was originated. And we so do appreciate y'all boys coming through, man, doing y'all thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to show respect and love with credit and give credit to what credit's due, man. I mean, that's just me, man.
My referees gonna always show me love, know what I'm saying? My referees gonna always show me love.
Yeah, man. I want y'all to be here, man. Be on the lookout for, man, the street officials, man. We coming, man. That's real talk, man. We coming, man, for real.
Yeah, you got to give me that stuff, man. Be sure you send it to MrJunebug@gmail.com. Send me a contact number just in case, you know what I'm saying, we lose contact on the site or whatever and we not on the site. But if you got a page, man, go on and shoot your page out there and everything, man. Go on and shoot your name and everything out there so people know where to come contact and come. Guarantee you're going to have some people coming looking at the page from off your show.
I mean, man, you could hit me up at www.myspace.com/JakeAmers, man. That's all you got to know, man.
Okay, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? My man just put it out there. You know, we got my man J Omega on the line, man. He got his homeboy with him. You know what I'm saying? We sure do appreciate these cats coming through. This is DJ Trick live, prime time, baby. This is how we do it. You know what I'm saying? We got to get to the illest alive, man, like that man said he is, man. He's one of the illest alive. Fuck that. He is the illest, and he's letting the world know that, man. Try to get
yeah, man.
Out there.
It's your boy J Omega. You ready for this? Let's go. Yeah, man. It's your boy J Omega. You ready for this? Let's go. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause not a diss record, it's a hit message, you feel me? Shit. These niggas should've known not to fuck with me. Cause they don't want the beef, I keep to myself to provoke like a bumblebee. Worst come to worst, all you lames don't get pumped as me. Working as a blacksmith, the only way you dump the heat. And I can tell late trouts, these niggas lying. Say they lift iron, but them dumbbells don't count. The same punks that be saying don't tell, don't shout. The same punks that be ringing niggas bells like help. Don't start drama if you can't follow through with it. Niggas never go one deep, they always gotta bring their crew with it. Fuck these little hooligans, cause I know what to do with them. I've been calm for too long, from now on I'm losing it. I'm proving it, you weaker than us. You know what that means, so I don't give a fuck if niggas deeper than us. And I don't care how much a Jacob costs until I steal it, man. Consider this a wake up call, I know you feel it, man. Nigga, I'm the illest alive, the illest alive. Nigga, I'm the illest alive, the illest. Nigga, I'm the illest of live, the illest of live. Nigga, I'm the illest of live, the illest, illest. Nigga, I'm the illest of live, the illest of live. Nigga, I'm the illest of live, the illest, illest. Nigga, I'm the illest of live, the illest of live. Nigga, I'm the illest of live, the illest, illest. Nigga, I think that we deserve a turn, man. We got too much talent. We'll spit heat until you burn. When all these people gonna learn that we not gonna stop till we 6 feet deeper in the urn? I don't care about what you niggas doing. All that matters to me is that you ain't fucking with the unit. I'm moving, I'm choosing to be the better man. I'm tired of dealing with the cards that I'm dealt. You better deal me a better hand. Mentally crook, I'm leaving dudes mentally shook. Throw your ass in the river where you meant to be put. And I don't care about how your history look. I'm getting money, more presidents in my pocket than a history book. Me and my niggas, you cannot mess with. We got hot records, this ain't a diss track. Consider this a hot message. All these rappers thinking they hard, I'm not stressing. But if I hear my name in a song, God bless them. Cause nigga, I'm the illest of live, the illest of live. Nigga, I'm the illest of live, the illest, illest. Nigga, I'm the illest of live, the illest of live. Nigga, I'm the illest of live, the illest, illest. Nigga, I'm the illest of live, the illest of live. Nigga, I'm the illest of live, the illest. Nigga, I'm the illest of live, the illest of live. Nigga, I'm the illest of live, the illest, illest. J Omega is the name here. Came clear, making money, but it's not to put ice in my damn ear. I'm hyped with the plain gear. If you don't like me, you a lame. And I don't get right with no lanes here. Yeah, see me with the bars, get your feelings highly hurt. See me in the streets, I consider that highly worse. Poke you in your chest, I'll sit and watch your body swerve. Chop you in your neck, I'll show you how karate work. Ain't too many thoroughbreds left breathing. Shout out to my real niggas for keeping things even. Shout out to my nigga Mav and the team Storm Click. Shout out to the young vets, Boogie Down Bronx Click. Shout out to my nigga P and Blue GZ. And issues with a S, not the Z. S.O. Loriano, Heat Holders and CMG. And of course, last but not least is me. Me. Cause nigga, I'm the illest of live. The illest of live. Nigga, I'm the illest.
See, that's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, man, you got some bump, man. You know what I'm saying? I like that right there. That's what's up right there, man, for real.
Yeah, I definitely got to thank my producer, DZ, for that one, you know what I mean? And, like, and the people at the end that I shout out all my real niggas, you know what I mean? Like, especially the Heat Holders, you know what I mean? The Heat Holders are definitely doing their thing. Matter of fact, the Heat Holders right now, you shouting out Atlanta. We back and forth from New York and Atlanta. My dude Loriano just came back down from Atlanta and he's out there making moves with a dude called Gamble and the CEO of the Heat Holders and CMG, which is Canada's
money.
What's
up. That's what's up. Yeah, so shit. I'm glad you put that good look out there, shit. But hey man, you gonna have to I'm gonna have to get you linked up with my man De Niro. Slide over there, you know what I mean, over in the Chicago area, because you're not too far from him. He got Diamond Havana. A female,
yeah,
man. She got this. Yeah, man. She got this. She got, you know what I'm saying? She got this thing coming out, man. Full Metal Jacket. You know what I mean? They coming with some heat. The Narrow G Unit / Dumb Out, man. They got some heat over there too, man. We want to be getting all these conglomerates together, man. Let's get us about 4 or 5 tour buses. Let's just ride.
It gotta be something different, man. You gotta do something that you're not seeing everybody else doing. We can't all
just
be like, everybody don't gotta just be, everybody don't just gotta be born together and been family from the start. You know what I'm saying? You could just make family. You know what I'm saying? Meet people.
That's
and
right.
Get to know people and create bigger opportunities. If everybody come together and stop making it a down south, east coast, west coast separation type of thing, and everybody just come together like it used to be. You know what I'm saying?
That's the way. Exactly. There you go, and that's why it's in your heart, man. Cause see, look where you from. You know what I'm saying? It's in your heart for it to be like that. You know, so you already know the foundation. You already know the basics. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta get everybody else on the right element. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And that's just like, you know, that's what I like about. That's what I like about the thing, like, man, sent me, we was talking the other day about De Niro, you know what I'm saying, because he believes that he's got everything strategically put together to where, you know, that it can move. That's just like my lady, Ingrid, she says the same thing. Whenever we do anything, we like to make sure that we are moving and not just doing something. Make sure that we're moving on the next phase.
As long as you build yourself a foundation, you're going to be all right. Nothing's going to fall through if you got a stable foundation underneath you. You know what I'm saying? You can't just you can't just be out here putting out songs and you know, you got to work with all the areas of your craft. You know what I'm saying? You can't just put out songs and think that. Matter of fact, a lot of the dudes that's recording songs right now ain't even putting them out. You know what I'm saying? They just they put them on their MySpace, and the whole world is going to hear them just because everybody got a MySpace. Everybody has a MySpace, man. You got to go outside. You got to get out your crib. You got to burn some CDs, man. You got to hand them out for free if you got to. You know what I'm saying? Put two or three tracks. Get your buzz up there. You know what I'm saying? Get on your grind, do what you got to do, and let people hear you. Put yourself out there. Not everybody's going to be born under a label. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be one of them little Bow Wow dudes or one of them Wheezy Fs and just be born and have an opportunity when you're 12 and 13 years old, man. People writing your rhymes and shit. I was writing my own rhymes when I was 13, you know what I'm saying? I was doing my
own
thing. I wasn't looking for somebody else to put me out there. You know what I'm saying? I had the mindset that I thought I was going to be on by the time I was 16. I thought I was that hype, you know what I'm saying? But you learn to realize that you got to get up and make your own moves. Otherwise, nobody else is going to be moving them for you, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to be moving your feet. You got to move through the quicksand yourself, you know what I'm saying? You just got to do what you got to do to get where you got to get, and that's on top.
And y'all hear this man talking. This man is just 18 years old, family.
I'm 18,
people,
man.
This man is 18 years old, y'all.
I don't even turn 19 until October. I just turned 18. I just had my birthday in October, you know what I'm saying? I'm living life in America right now.
You know what I'm saying? So we so do appreciate that the word, you know what I'm saying? We know that the word is at least touching some type of young generation. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm right up there at 30.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But I'm still not finna stop.
Ain't no
I know a lot of artists, just like Jay-Z. Jay-Z was what was he, 32 before he got his record deal?
Basically, ain't no such thing as being too old to get on, man. DMX damn near 50 years old right about now. He's still doing it, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no such
thing. You know what I'm saying?
Craft, man. You got to just...
Yeah.
As long as you can talk and move, you can rap. You still gonna be able to do what you do. That's gonna be your love. That's why Michael Jordan. You got people like Michael Jordan. You know what I mean? Or I'll retire. And then what happens? You come back on the Wizards, number 23. You know what I'm saying? Because basketball lives in him. You know what I'm saying? I bet you he still play basketball. He probably playing basketball right now. You know what I'm saying? It lives in him.
Okay. All right.
He may not be able to be in the A no more in the association, but I bet you he can still hit a three. You know what I'm saying? He's still doing him regardless of how old he is. You got 60-year-olds out here playing ball. You know what I'm saying? Out here.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I bet he can still dunk on you.
Exactly. No matter how. Doing your craft. Michael Jordan still bust my ass in ball. Here I am. Easy with a windmill, nigga.
But you know what? Tell Michael Jordan to come in that booth, though. Tell him to come on in that booth.
Tell him to come in the booth. He'll see I'm the Mike Jordan recorder. Know what I
mean? Okay. You know what I'm saying? It's a different game, ball game, then.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? When you got something that you done been working hard at, you know, you done did your thing with, you know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout-out, too, man, to M2, man, the blessing. They hit me up. They with the De Niro clique, man. We're going to have them in here next week, too, man. We're going to have them in here next Tuesday or something like that, y'all. So y'all be on the lookout for them. De Niro shoot me some hot heat from a lot of camps that he got that he's dealing with, man. And, you know, a lot of people that's up in that area, I want to shoot him his way so that they can start dealing with him. The man, he's doing some things down south real soon down in Texas. It's like a three-day event, you know, but I don't have him on the line. You know what I'm saying? He'll call in. He'll probably call in a few days, you know what I'm saying, and going to give us the rundown. You know, but whenever you having any kind of show, Jail Mega, man, call the show, man. Call in, you know, call in live before your show going on or whatever. You know, we're on Sunday night through Friday night. That's why I did it like that, man. So, you know, a cat is doing his show. He can call in around about right before it's time for him to go on at his show. You know what I'm saying? Call the radio station, man. Let everybody hear you. Do your thing. You know what I'm saying? This is how it goes, man.
Do these shows, man. I'm trying to get out here and do these shows, but what I'm starting to realize is a lot of these opportunities, it costs money, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to lie and say I'm one of the dudes out here that got $500,000 in my shoebox, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got money like that, you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to make it how I can. That's why I'm trying to get myself a little job, sell my mixtapes. I'm trying to make my money the way I can, but it costs money to get on these mixtapes, you know. Oh, if you want a mixtape slot, $200 for this. Or if you want to do a show, you know what I'm saying, there's a theater right over here that's local, it's Sherman Theater. But it costs money to go and do a show there, you know what I'm saying? Like, people don't just welcome you with open arms the way you welcoming me, you know what I mean? And at first when you hit me up, I felt like it was a game. I was like, wait a minute, I'm being chosen for an interview. Like, I didn't even do nothing, you know what I'm saying? And then
right.
I realized I did do something, you know what I'm saying? I put myself out there, and I'm doing what I need to do, and I'm trying to, I'm making these moves, but to make even bigger moves to start really doing what I want to do, which is doing shows and going to different states, and you know that costs a lot of money. So I'm just doing what I can on the underground tip. You know, maybe get on a couple DVDs. All that costs money. You know what I'm saying? So if I can do it by myself, I'm gonna do it by myself. Just like all my graphics, I do by myself. Some of my beats, I do by myself. If it's not so be easy, or my dude Ariano or the dude Curious, I don't be using other people's beats unless it's mainstream. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna just do what I do by myself. Like I said, I'm an entrepreneur with my craft. You know what I'm saying? I do graphics, I make beats, I record, I do my own engineering. I'm selling studio time. I'm out here, man. I'm doing what I gotta do. A lot of these cats just rap. You gotta do more than that, man. If you really want to be a businessman, you gotta learn everything about the business, man. I don't just rap.
Right.
I don't just go in the studio and record and leave and let somebody else handle my business. I handle all my own business. I'm trying to do everything for myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't do it for yourself, nobody else is gonna want to do it. For
nobody
you.
Else is gonna do it like you anyway, because they're not gonna respect it. They're gonna respect it, but they're not gonna be as passionate about it as you.
Exactly. If somebody comes to me and then says, "I need you to do this for me. I need you to do my MySpace," and I say, "All right, I'll do it for you," and they just say, "Oh, all right," and they walk away, and they don't, you know, they don't offer me no payment. They don't ask me no questions. I just don't do it for them. Because it obviously shows me that they don't have no respect for me, especially if I go and I'm asking somebody else for a favor that I know that I can't do by myself, and I have to look around for people to do. I'm going to say, yo, what do you need from me? Can you do this for me? What do you need me to do for you so that you can help me? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people just hit me up, can you do this for me? Yeah, thanks. Nah, man, like the dudes from Pickpocket Records, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, those are my dudes, man. Like, definitely, like, even though I was just listening to them yesterday on the show, you know what I'm saying? But I heard the real shit they was talking out their mouth, and I was interested. So I hit them up. I went to their MySpace, you know what I'm saying? I sent the dude a message. I said, look, you know what I mean? I rap. I do graphics. I didn't even, you know what I mean? I wasn't even promoting my music. I was just coming at him because I knew that he was an artist and they're artists, and him being a CEO, he's going to be looking for graphics. And I said, all right, you know, I do graphics. Hit me up. And I told him my prices. He hit me up, and we got something going on right now. It's nothing. It's you know what I'm saying? I like people who aren't afraid to spend money to put themselves in a better position. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if you want, like I said, like I was saying about myself, if I want to go out there and do these shows, And if I wanna be getting on DVDs and getting on these mixtapes, I gotta spend money. And you know what I mean? That's gonna put me in a better position in the long run. And that's how I'm making my money. That's my grind. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing these graphics and I'm selling this studio time, and that's my money right there. So when people don't want to help me help them, I don't want to help them at all. And I become
arrogant.
You know what I'm saying? I become arrogant. I could be an asshole, but you know what I'm saying? I don't just being from New York and being from the Bronx just making me like an asshole to a lot of dudes. They, oh, this nigga, he don't want to do this. He don't want to have me help you at all. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I hate dudes that don't want to help me help them. You know what I'm saying? Oh, just do this. All right, well, you know.
What is it that you can do for me now?
What can you do for me? Even if they don't pay me, you know what I'm saying? Maybe put my banner on your page, you know what I'm saying? Or yeah,
man,
shout me out.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yep, you're right. I get that all the time, but you know what though, man? All I ask for you to do, man, for me, just keep sending me that bump.
Yo, I'm gonna be sending you songs. I'm gonna send you songs tonight, tomorrow. Anything I come out with, I'm gonna even send you some of the joints off Last Man Standing. Because I know a lot of my people, like, you know, my dude Liv hit you up. He said he wanted to hear I'ma Shine. Like I said, all of these songs that I sent you that you just played were off my third mixtape. They're all old songs. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They're not even new. So if you really do like my songs, and I'm talking to everybody that's out there, if you really do like my songs, just know that the joints that you just heard are not even brand new. They're not even the full quality. My quality has gotten better. My engineering skills have gotten better. My lyrical content is better. My presence is crazy. Like, everything has elevated since then. So if you really
that means you're gonna be a serious problem.
Exactly. So if you're feeling that, you just gotta think about, wow, what if that was a couple or three or four times better, how would it sound? And that's, if you go to my MySpace, you're gonna hear how it's gonna sound. The quality is crazy. The lyrics are crazy. The swag is crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's just, people are gonna hear it and they're gonna say, wow, you know what I mean? It's a real cat. It's a dude that's on his way.
Right. Hey man, we sure do appreciate you coming through, man. Like I said, we got just a few more minutes left on the show. You know, we appreciate you coming through, man. You know, and everything you're doing, man, we sure do hope you stay in contact with Cash Real Records. I mean, Cash Real Radio. You can contact Cash Real Records as well. But, you know what I'm saying, be sure you stay in with Cash Real Radio, man, and just feel free to fall through. Be sure you keep listening in, man. And when you get you some more stuff and you're ready for you get you another segment, man, just hit me up, man. I got you, man. It is nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I told you we want to try to take this radio show. We want to try to take the radio show live, baby. We want to try to take it to the people. We want to take it to the people that we got it, you know what I'm saying, going through, that we interviewing, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, you know, if we going out of state, it's going to have to be a small fee. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, we gonna do our thing. We gotta do it. We gotta get a jump started first. Then once we get a jump started, then you know we bloom, bloom, bloom. Then everything's gonna take care of itself, man. Cause
yeah,
we know it's gonna work.
That's how you gotta make your moves.
That's right, baby. Hey, J Omega, man, from the Bronx, New York, baby. We sure do appreciate you, man. And you keep sending us that bump, and we gonna keep bumping you, man.
Yo, good looking, man. I'm not from Cashville, man. It's an honor to be here. Like I said, I just want to say before I go, you know what I mean, go to my MySpace, myspace.com/JOmegaMusic, and go to my dude's MySpace. It's Jake Abens, /Jake Abens, JAEKABENS. And everybody else, go to my page and just browse my top. You know, my top 16, and just take a look at what we got to offer, because the street officials is definitely coming for y'all heads.
That's what's up. Hey, man, we got another call on the line, man. Caller, you live on the line with Cashville Records Radio. This is DJ Tricks, man, and we got my man J Omega on the line from the Bronx, New York. What's popping with you?
What's going on, guys? I just had to pop in right at the end of the show and just show my love to Jay, because this is Infinity. He took me in. When I originally wanted to start rapping, I was doing shows with my band before that, and the band broke up, and I still had some music that I needed to get out of me, and Jay took me in, made me a part of the Street Officials, and I've been doing my thing ever since. So I just had to show Jay some love, man. You're a passionate dude. I appreciate you taking me in, and we're going to take it. 08 is our year.
That's my brother, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my dude down here that I met down in PA, you know what I'm saying, the dude that's straight edge. And you know what I'm saying? I look up to that dude, you know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. Hey, we sure do appreciate you calling in and blessing Cash Real Radio, man. We need you to send that music to MrJuneBug@gmail.com, man, and with a contact number, man, we can get you on here and get this segment on here, man. You know what I'm saying? Do your thing, man. We don't care what kind of music you got. If it's bumping, we gon' bump you. Just bottom line. We don't care what it is, man. We don't care if somebody comes. If somebody comes in here with some folk music and it's got that swing to it, you know what I'm talking about? They got that swagger to it, and they got the band pipes and all that going to it. We going to bump that on Cashville Radio. We ain't going to discriminate. I ain't going to discriminate if it's bumping. If everybody else want to hear it, shoot. Look at the woman who, look at the woman who won Album of the Year at the Grammys. Oh, my God. I know a lot of people don't even remember that.
I don't remember myself. You're going to have to remind me.
Man, they try to make me go to rehab, and I said, no, no, no.
Okay.
She won Album of the Year over Mary J. Blige and Beyonce.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? So you can't discriminate on just no certain type of music and no certain type of genre, man.
Exactly.
You can't do that. You know?
So you got to hit every aspect.
But, yeah, man, we sure appreciate you coming through, man. J Omega, man, we got you, man. We're going to keep bumping you on here, man. You know what I'm saying? This is DJ Tricks, man. You know what I'm saying? Got my man J Omega going to sign out for us, man.
No doubt, man. Good looking for y'all, man. Just holler at me.
All right, man. We're going to stay in contact with you. I got your number.
All right.
One.
Girl, I know. You know how it is. My God.
He lay that pipe and you know he do it right. He got that thing to make them bitches wanna fight. I'ma get that number by the end of the night. Make them wanna test drive, make them wanna slip and slide. He got that thing to make the jeans hang low. He got that thing to make you wanna drop it to the flow. He got that thing to make you work your hips real slow. He do it right, he lay that pipe.
He got that King Kong Daddy Mickey, yeah. He beat that thing up and he make that monkey swell. He slapping ass, talking shit, pull them ponytail. And when it come to laying pipe, Poppy do it well. He stroke it real good and he make my body rain. He hung like a stallion, so it's crushing with the pain. He make a girl a sweat kitty where he make it tingle. And last real long when he working in the middle, yeah. Sexy motherfucker and I can't let him pass me. The way he lick his lips got me thinking something nasty. The bulge in his pants make a chick go down. Working like a porn star, I'll be your number one fan.
He lay that pipe and you know he do it right. He got that thing to make them bitches wanna fight. I'ma get that number by the end of the night. Make them wanna test drive, make them wanna slip and slide. He got that thing to make the jeans hang low. He got that thing to make you wanna drop it to the flow. He got that thing to make you work your hips real slow. He do it right, he lay that high.
A bitch out if she fucking with my shit, and his ass will catch it too if he give away my dick.
Yeah.
Never been possessive, you can't get what I get, and all these hoes all jealous cause they know who he with.
Yeah.
Get it on a daily so he floating on air. When I come and see him I don't wear no underwear. So fine in his mind, we can do it anywhere. He can have me when he want me, little mama don't care. A real street nigga gotta have him in my world. He got me tangled with the spank cause I've been a naughty girl. Name written on a kidding, big daddy got me scarred. When he lay that pipe good, got me calling for the law.
He lay that pipe and you know he do it right. He got that thing to make them bitches wanna fight. I'ma get that number by the end of the night. Make them wanna test drive, make them wanna slip and slide. He got that thing to make the jeans hang low. He got that thing to make you wanna drop it to the flow. He got that thing to make you work your hips real slow.
Baby, just take off my clothes and do it anywhere with you. Anything goes. I like it rough, Poppy. You the ride of my life. Stay tight, stay wet, and the fit's just right. I love the way the sweat drips all over me, and I'm a freak, and I don't care if anyone watches me. Baby boy, so nasty. Big Papa made me moan, and he good.
good with dirty talk. When it's stroke, it turns me on. That's right, damn right. And you know I want that cobra. Putting in work, doing push-ups like a soldier. Get it from behind and grab my hips and turn me over. Be a good boy and work this thing like I told you. He lay that pipe and you know he do it right. He got that thing to make them bitches wanna fight. I'll get that number by the end of the night. Make them wanna test drive, make them wanna slip and slide. He got that thing to make the jeans hang low. He got that thing to make you wanna drop it to the flow. He got that thing to make you work your hips real slow. He do it right, he lay that pipe. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. He lay that pipe, he do it right. He lay the pipe, he do it right. He lay the pipe.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ Trix, man. That's my girl, Diamond Havana, man. She with that G and the Dumb Out Click, man. De Niro now, you know what I'm saying, coming up from out there in Chicago, up in Chicago area. You know, we just got a few more minutes. Tonight we have my man J Omega on the line. You know, he came through, blessed us with about 6-7 good tracks, man. Y'all, be sure y'all go check that man out. He got some serious bump, you know, coming off that page. I want to say what's up to all my peoples out there listening, Fluid Outrage, you know what I'm saying? The whole South Coast music movement, man. That's what we're about, man, you know. Like, you know, we got to do our thing out here, man. We have my man, the Pickpocket Cast, come through. Just got a few more minutes left. But I got to get into one of my songs, man, that Pickpocket Cast gave me, man. You know, I heard it a little bit this morning, but I like to hear it on my show. Yeah, we still here, man. We just got a little few technical difficulties. You know, I guess they want me to play that world class. They want to be sure this coming on almost at the last end. You know what I'm saying? Them boys, man, out there on the West Coast, they doing their thing, man. You know, we appreciate them calling in and showing Cashville some love because we're going to bump them. We're going to represent them, you know what I'm saying? As long as they put us out there. I want to say what's up to IE Entertainment, you know, Chavez Management, Bug House Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? My man DJ Zerk down there in Memphis. You know what I'm saying? So to my, all my cats up top New York. You know what I'm saying? What's up to all my people up in the Chicago? What's up to DJ Choice, man? You know, just got that deal with John Lee Records, man. They doing it real big down there, up that way too, up in Ohio. You know, say what's up to my man down there in Georgia, Big Nod. What's up to the Cotton Pickers? I want to say what's up to my nigga DJ Jelly down there in Atlanta, too, man. You know, like I said, I gave a shout-out to what's up to Joy. You know, like I said, it's a whole bunch of different artists, man, that I don't mind working with, man, and, you know, trying to get our thing structured, you know, with what it is that we got going on here in Cashville. It's a lot bigger than hip-hop. You know, it's a movement, you know. It's more like, you know, you gotta be passionate about it. You gotta really want it to really get it. You know what I'm saying? So on that note, man, we appreciate y'all tuning in. We can't get these songs to play. I don't know what's going on with it, man. You know, I'm getting a little upset with it. You know, I done talked to them about it. You know, the earthquake messed up a lot of servers around here, and it was up top, and the server that we use is coming from up in that area. So we're gonna get it a whole lot better real soon, because we're trying to take our show, you know, to a much bigger scale. And y'all, you know, we won't even have these problems, you know. Technology is what it is, and you can't change it. It's digital signals. I mean, that's just something, you know what I'm saying, it's all megabytes. Can't change it.